his work as a DJ in nightclubs across Europe because of his so-called electrosensitivity. And in his hometown of Falmouth in Cornwall, he says it's increasingly difficult to go anywhere in the high street without encountering Wi-Fi. It's even affecting what kind of property he will be able to live in. Sounds miserable, doesn't it? He discovered he had the condition after working in a studio that recently installed Wi-Fi technology, and he joins us now. Hello there, Steve.
Hi, Jeremy.
So tell us how this all came about.
A friend of mine installed Wi-Fi in his studio. I went there to do a mix down, which was a, sort of an eight-hour session. And within 5 minutes, I couldn't think straight, got a terrible headache, hadn't been out partying the night before, and I don't normally get headaches anyway. And I said to him, I just don't feel well, I need to go outside. And he says, I feel terrible, and I felt really rough for the last month. And it, maybe it's got something to do with the Wi-Fi installed. So we turned it off, went for a walk, felt better in about half an hour to an hour's time, went back to the studio, did the eight-hour session, fine, finished a great mix. And then I said, just try turning it on again. And then exactly the same thing happened.
Goodness, now this was 2 years ago, but you must have been exposed to Wi-Fi before then, surely?
No, not really, because broadband technology only arrived in Cornwall in about 2004. Because I've always had computers in my house, which are pre-Wi-Fi, everything was always cabled up.
I see. So you just suddenly started to realise that where Wi-Fi was installed, you had a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
And give us some ideas of other places which have been awful for you.
Local pubs, local restaurants, because the transmitters are usually on the ground floor, and it's, from what I can gather, it's about a proximity effect. As soon as I walk in, I can feel a sort of a horrible pressure and sort of a depressing feeling, followed fairly rapidly by a headache. And usually you'll see a sign saying free Wi-Fi somewhere around the place.
And this definitely is a real condition, isn't it? Because it affects other people as well.
Absolutely. And I've started sort of reading up and finding there's all kinds of things going on. They've WiMAXed Glastonbury, and there's a massive petition because so many people are affected there. They want the whole town turned off. And there are other towns being turned off in Europe at the moment because of the same problem.
So you live in Falmouth. It's possible that someone might, what is it, WiMAX Falmouth? In other words, make the whole town on Wi-Fi, and then you would be able to, you'd have to live in a sealed bunker or something.
God forbid. Well, I don't actually live in Falmouth. I live outside Falmouth in a little village, and my house is made of 18-inch thick granite walls, and it's reasonably away from other people's houses. But it'd be a shame if they did that to Falmouth. It's a shame whether they do it to anywhere, because I think it's a breach of human rights. They don't ask the population, do you want this? They just go ahead and do it.
Presumably, if you go to a big city where Wi-Fi is everywhere, you have a real problem.
I can't go to big cities. I can't go to London. I can't see my friends in Manchester. I can't go and see the labels I deal with in London anymore. It's just impossible.
Can you wear a specially constructed suit?
No. I just can't go anywhere. I don't think there is such a thing.
Well, I just wondered if you wore, let's say, a lead-lined baseball cap.
I'd have very strong neck muscles. I might as well take up being an F1 driver, I suppose.
But in a way, the solution is not to turn off all the Wi-Fi, because that's not possible. It's to shield yourself somehow. But how you do that, I've got no idea.
Well, some people with EMF apparently go around wearing these veils, which are made of copper and silver wire. But I've no intention of doing that. It's a point that I have to stay away from situations like that. It means I can't go on a plane because the airports are all Wi-Fi'd. I can't go on trains. You know, it's just difficult.
I think there'll be people listening who've been feeling a bit ill like you, dizzy, headaches, and they've never known why, and this will suddenly explain it, you know.
There's lots of friends of mine in offices that live on painkillers in the last 2 years, and when they've turned the transmitters off, they've found the headaches have gone away.
Thank you very much, Steve, for speaking to us, Steve.
You're welcome.
All the best. Steve Miller, DJ with electrosensitivity that is ruining his life. He has an